From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Jocelyn and the Sweet Compression. Coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio open mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Vocalist Jocelyn Hampton fronts this week's band, The Sweet Compression. This great group of musicians is Marty Charter's guitar. Give him a round of applause. Steve Holloman on keyboard. Smith Donaldson on bass. Rashawn Fleming on drums. Joe Carucci on saxophone. And Jeffrey Dahl on trumpet. This incredible band is from here in Lexington, Kentucky, and we are so proud to have them on the stage. Please welcome Jocelyn and the Sweet Compression to the Red Barn stage.
Hey.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Matt Wickstrom speaking with Jocelyn and the Sweet Compression. Here's Matt.
First off, I want to say that you've got me completely flustered, Jocelyn, because you just absolutely tore things up right there. That was phenomenal. Before we get too far into things, though, would you mind introducing everyone in the band to us?
Sure. I don't even remember their names. Hold on. No. We got Marty Charters, who's my stepfather. We have Joe Carucci, Jeffrey Dahl on the trumpet and the sax. We got Rashawn Fleming, Smith Donaldson, and then we got Stevie Holloman on the keyboards.
Awesome. Now, you say Marty's your step.
He's my stepdaddy.
Okay, so music runs in the family for you, safe to say?
Yeah.
I guess going back to your childhood, when did you first get involved with music and start singing and playing and that kind of thing?
From the beginning. You ask her, she'll tell you I came out of the womb and said, oh. No.
Now, no, is that really the case?
No, not really. Honestly, I started probably singing probably 2, 3, 5, around in that area. I was pretty young. Church, mostly, is where my mom would take me to church, and we would sing in the car on the way there, sing at church, sing on the way back.
So you were singing a lot of, like, more gospel-y kind of tunes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I can definitely see how that kind of seeps in.
Yeah.
Said you wanna slow jam. Well, listen up. I'm gonna whisper music in your ear that rock, you rock, you rock your world. Oh, what's my name, baby? Say my name, baby. Tonight I'ma teach you, baby, teach you, baby, teach you to scream it, then scream it, then scream it, then scream it, then I'll break it down. I don't want nobody else to hear the sound this love. So private affair, interrupt the flow, you better not dare. You gotta break it all down.
Play any instruments at all or anything, or are you mainly just a powerhouse singer?
Just singing mostly. I can dabble with the keyboard, but like literally dabble, like.
Your voice is your main tool though.
Yeah.
When did you start kind of taking music seriously as a child? Was it just kind of play for a while and then did it kind of click with you, or how'd that go?
It's always been my main source of life. Like it sustains me. It always has, even as a kid. I didn't actually start doing it, you know, getting paid to do it until maybe 2012.
Okay.
But I studied music in college. I only went for about three years or so, but I did vocal performance. And that's when I got into opera, which I love singing opera. I don't really do it that often anymore, but that was something I really loved to do.
So where'd you go to school? Was it here at UK or somewhere else?
Kentucky State University.
Okay, cool. And you said you started playing and getting paid to gig and stuff in around 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Who were you playing with around that? I'm assuming it was with a different cast of characters.
Yeah, it was. I was doing covers with the Tim Talbert Project.
So how did you end up, other than Marty, obviously, you've known for a while, but how'd you end up running into everyone else here and form the Sweet Compression?
Well, it was honestly Marty's grand idea to do original music. He got in the lab, or AKA the third bedroom of the house, and began to construct some music. And then I came in kind of later, and we began to write lyrics to the things that he composed. Then, of course, we recorded. And then we kind of built the band after we recorded. Smith was on the original recordings, and I played with Stevie a few times with Tim, and then Marty played with him at a function and was like, you know, we got to have that guy. He's solid. He's a great guy. We love to play with him. So he got him on board. And then he reached out to Joe to see if somebody, if he knew anybody to play the horn. He was like, well, I want to play. So we got Joe, and he brought Jeffrey on with him. And then the only thing we were missing was a drummer, and then reached out, tried to find somebody, and the guy we knew was like, I know the perfect guy. And lo and behold, the perfect guy. And now here we are.
Well, there you go. What was the timetable in terms of Jocelyn and the Sweet Compression kind of getting its feet off the ground and starting to play? Because I've known or been familiar with you guys in the area for the last year or so, but is that all that it's been?
A year and a half, baby. Basically, okay. Not baby. Whatever.
In that short time, how have you noticed that the band has kind of grown and evolved together?
It's grown
more?
Very significantly. Like, now we're to the point, we want to be more of like a machine eventually, but right now we're to the point where even when we mess up, we know how to fix it without even really communicating. So we're just kind of like, oh, we got it. It's just kind of hearing stuff from people recorded. You know, everyone likes to pull out their cell phones and record things, and just hearing things from when we first started to now, you can just hear the difference. You can see the difference. People love to comment on my growth as a front person. Before, of course, I had my little music stand up. I was like not talking to people, kind of up here. When the music was play, I was on, but when it was off, I was off. So I've definitely grown as a front person, trying to be able to actually engage the audience and move a little more. So I think we've come far, but we have a long way to go, and I think we'll get there.
Honey, be what I want you to be. Adore me all the time. Give me everything I need. Honey, see what I want you to see. I give to you with sight. Use it for harmony. See you.
So just in case you weren't aware, that was Honeybee. We just released that video, so if you haven't seen it yet, check it out, please.
As you touched on earlier, you said you're Jocelyn's stepdad, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to make sure I had that correct. So what has it been like, I guess, for you just watching Jocelyn grow up and seeing her blossom into the singer that she is?
Absolutely amazing.
Marty Charters.
I mean, this is my dream band. Doing it with her just takes it to a whole other level. I mean, it's just impossible to describe. Super happy, super proud, and all that stuff.
Now, was there ever any moment when she was really young and you kind of just knew that?
Well, I didn't know when she was real young. I met her as a teenager.
Okay.
And she was already just a dangerous singer. But she didn't have any real stage experience outside of school things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she was doing stage plays, so it was clear that she could perform publicly without the fear factor. She got some stage experience singing covers with this band, and she just became more and more comfortable. And then I was getting more and more fed up with what I was doing. I knew that we needed to put a new original project together.
Gotcha.
And then since that time, as she mentioned earlier, she's just blossomed as a front person, too. I mean, people comment on that as often as they do the vocals.
Yes.
So.
Refuse to open. I cannot hear a sound. While they talk about me all over town.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Jocelyn and the Sweet Compression. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more of Jocelyn and the Sweet Compression after this break. This is Red Barn Radio. Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Jocelyn at the Sweet Compression, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Somebody please help me.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself specifically? I know you've been playing with a lot of other different projects for a while before this came about with Jocelyn.
I was with a Cincinnati blues singer when I was in my 20s. He got a record deal. We played Chicago Blues Fest. He got a record deal. We made a record and we started doing some limited touring to support it. And then I got it sort of plucked out of his band by a much more well-known blues singer, Junior Wells. And so I toured the whole world with him for a while and stuff, made no money, saw the entire world, and had an absolute blast. At the end of that, had absolutely nothing to show for it financially, of course. He got sick, so it wasn't feasible. I wasn't on the road and stuff. So moved back from Chicago back and got drifted back into the Cincinnati music scene, and then drifted into the dreaded later life world of playing covers again. Like, you start doing that when you're a teen, and then you get into wanting to do your own project. And then I was older and like getting back into that. And so I was really losing interest quickly. I was playing for money, mm-hmm. because it was a vital part of my income. So just straight prostitution, you know, not happy. You just, you know, and then when I realized what she can do, I said, oh, this is obvious. You know, she can't really do it without people like me and Smith, who've been around a little bit and kind of know how to do this. And we can't do it without them. The youthful energy and the hunger and stuff like that. So this multi-gender, multi-racial, multi-generational band, I just love it. It's just a utopian thing. We love it.
With all that kind of being said, how you all kind of have come together in this band from different backgrounds, what kind of a testament do you think that puts on just the power of music and what it can do to kind of facilitate that and bring those
oh,
that kind
absolutely.
Of stuff together.
And with the different age thing comes the plethora of different influences and stuff like that too. You know, I grew up on these 70s funky records, you know, and where real people played real instruments and played real songs. R&B has become a computer business, and I was determined not to do that. I asked her, I said, if you want to make a contemporary R&B record, I really don't know how to do that and don't want to. And she was absolutely down with the idea of real musicians like this guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, real songs, people doing, you know, the real thing. And I said, well, I know how to do that. I know exactly how to do that. So we started writing songs. We did our first batch of tunes and then kind of put the band together around that. Now we're continuing to record and everybody's playing and adding their own flavor. And it just, you know, it's just beautiful. It's amazing. The way it comes together is I would be surprised at how smoothly it goes and how perfectly it works if I didn't know these people. I mean, that's the personalities have a lot to do with it. I set my sight on this guy. I'm looking for guys that can do anything, but they don't. You know, they hold back, they're mature about it, they play for the song. Mm-hmm. Then I thought there was a 2% chance we'd find the drummer who can do that because A, we're already defying the odds, and B, drummers just will not act right. And we found Rashawn Fleming, who can do anything but doesn't. You know, he plays for the song. You know, he can, whatever you need, he's got it. But he'll do the right thing. And it's just, you know, so the maturity level's crazy.
If I ever leave you, baby, you can say I told you so. And if I ever hurt you, you know I hurt myself as well. Is that any way for a man to carry on? Do you think I want my loved one gone? I love you. More than you'll ever know. More than you'll ever know. When I wasn't making much money, you know where my paycheck went. You know I brought it home to you, baby. Yeah. And I never spent a red cent. Hey, is that any way for a man to carry on? Do you think I want my loved one gone? I love you. More than you'll ever know. Oh, more than you'll ever know. I'm not trying to be just any kind.
I'm only flesh and blood. But I can be anything that you command. I can be king of everything, or just a tiny, tiny grain of sand. Hey, is that any way for a man to carry on? Do you think I want my loved one gone? I love you. More than you'll ever know. I said I love you. More than you'll ever know.
But just throughout the last few years of being around this group of people and this band, what have they, and just kind of the music that you guys are producing together, what have they taught you about yourself?
That I have a lot of patience. No, I'm just kidding.
You kind of do, don't you?
No, honestly, they push me. They definitely encourage me when I'm like, okay, I think I'm terrible right now. They're like, no. You know, you can do this. You got this. You sound great. You know. But yeah, you're your own worst critic. So, you know, of course, I'll do a gig and I'll be like, okay, I totally bombed that. You know, my bad. And they're like, no, you were fine. I'm like, I'm kind of the weak link right now. I apologize, guys. And they're always very encouraging, very, you know, uplifting. And I love them for that. Every step of the way, when I feel like I'm tripping, they'll be like, no, I got you. You're good. We all good. So, yeah, I love them.
Free.
We would like to thank Jocelyn and the Sweet Compression for being with us this evening. Wasn't this fantastic, folks? Thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production each and every week, especially Ryan Zinka and Will Padgett, Barry Albritton, and Amanda Haynes. Thanks to those of you listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich tradition of this Kentucky region and share this musical treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're available on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Who would like to hear one more song for Jocelyn? Take it away, Jocelyn.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Jocelyn, Marty, Rashawn, Smith, Steve, and Joe, Jocelyn and the Sweet Compression for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening. Located at Partner Place, just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at
TwistedCorkLex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Get our Red Barn Radio app by downloading Omveria in your app store. The Red Barn Radio app is powered by Omveria. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of VisitLex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, VisitLex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.